Reese.
River 949, Marnie and Campo for breakfast. Now, look, a lot of people catching COVID at the moment, Marnie. And our Rosewood family has shared their battle with COVID-19. Steph Waits, her partner Rohan, and three children, including their daughter Violet, who has a lung disease, has been quarantined at home after contracting COVID since January 4. Now, Steph joins us now. Good morning, Steph. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great. Now, your daughter has bronchiectasis. Tell us what that is.
Bronchiectasis. So yeah. She had an infection when she was newborn that has actually caused damage to her bronchial tubes and her lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that, her body, unlike a normal person, can't remove mucus.
Right.
So it just sits, and she needs physio and antibiotics and steroids and... Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. And so your whole family contracted COVID.
Yes.
And then she had it too, the little one. She's only 3 years of age. You know,
yeah.
What does that mean?
So with her, obviously, if with her contracting COVID, there was a concern that because COVID does attack lungs,
yeah.
That it was going to cause a massive buildup in her lungs and she was going to suffer greatly with that. We were lucky. She did have one extremely bad day with extremely bad, rattly breathing, major fever. She was breathing really quickly, almost called an ambulance.
Mm.
But once her fever kind of broke down, I did a lung physio throughout the day. Her breathing started to settle and she's been, other than a runny nose and a cough, she's actually been pretty good.
Wow. Well, I mean, very scary these times at the moment, let alone having your children contract COVID with already an existing lung condition. So, I mean, what have the doctors said now that this has happened? Are they obviously keeping, like, a close eye on her and seeing how things progress?
So, at the moment, we now need to wait to see the lung and respiratory clinic at mm-hmm. the Children's Hospital. She does seem to have another infection, so we've put her back on antibiotics, which has kind of settled down her nose, which is good. Mm. But obviously, as you've just heard, her cough is still there.
Yeah, the Violet's with you, yeah?
Yes, she's sitting on my lap.
Well, no, that's a terrible ordeal. And then, as you said, you were all sick as well, and then obviously very worried about your daughter. So, look, our fingers are crossed for you. I hope everything goes well and that, you know, you do get in to see those specialists and they can give you some answers.
Mm. Yes, that'd be great.
Were you concerned, though, that with getting COVID, just the family itself? How did you feel with COVID?
So it was actually my five-year-old, because I've actually got four kids, not three.
Mm.
It was actually my five-year-old who contracted it first and she just had a high fever.
Mm.
And then a creepy cough, so we just assume maybe it's croup because she does prone to have it. And then I come down with it and it floored me. It really did. I was bedridden for 3 days.
Mm.
So we all did a PCR and then we found out that all of the kids had it.
Mm.
And they all ended up with, like, high temps and a cough and everything like that. And Violet was the one who's... Violet and my nine-month-old were the ones who suffered more so. Violet, obviously, breathing funny, breathing very quickly and all that kind of stuff. But she's since recovered.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that's the best news. That is great news.
Yeah.
And that's good news for a lot of people, you know, that you can recover even with a lung disease, Marnie, that, you know, and a three-year-old, obviously, the doctors say the younger they are, the better off, or just with the lung disease, it's susceptible anyway?
Well, my GP has a very similar mindset to me, that it doesn't matter the age. It just depends on how your body is.
Yeah.
So, you know, some people can get it and not have any symptoms, but then you can... You know, if you've got underlying medical conditions or anything like that, it can hit you extremely hard.
Yeah, of course.
So, which is why it hit me extremely hard, because I've got underlying medical conditions myself.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
and this is it, Marnie. A lot of people have underlying medical conditions in this day and age.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, anyone that's, you know, immune suppressed or has autoimmune or any of those types of things, or in your case with your beautiful daughter who's already compromised with a lung condition, I mean, it's very scary. So
yeah.
I'm glad she's okay, though.
Yes,
I'm
thank you for joining us, Steph.
Okay, Steph, and you as well. Look after yourselves.
I will. Thank you.
River 949.